It's time.
We are not called to be nice.
Sandy Rios, welcome, Sandy. Thanks for being here.
We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
And you still like me, or you don't like me, James?
Are you okay? You all right?
I'm a musician. I can't help it.
Longtime Fox News contributor Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
We have, I think it's 4-1 youth in America wants gay marriage.
Our kids are the product of public schools. No wonder they poll the way they do.
It's time to stand up or we're going to lose everything we have.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
This isn't a game. This is real life.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
Some things are worth fighting for.
In a state whose politics are deep red, on this primary eve in Texas, the buzz and headlines are quite blue.
I think there's an energy in general on the Democratic side around the country.
Congressman Beto O'Rourke, the front runner in the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate, has served Texas's 16th congressional district since 2012.
There's just something really amazing going on in Texas right now, and I just feel very lucky that I'm part of it.
The junior congressman with little name recognition on the national stage is challenging a Republican incumbent, a high-profile one at that.
If Texans, common sense conservatives, show up and vote, we'll be just fine in Texas.
According to the Texas Secretary of State, turnout among Democrats is more than double from 4 years ago. Republican early voting numbers rose less than 15%.
As an incumbent, you always should be running scared. This is an unsettled environment, and so you got to treat it seriously.
Gilson says campaign coffers also substantiate the Democrats' momentum. O'Rourke outraised Cruz by $1.5 million for the first part of 2018, bringing in $2.3 million in contributions compared to Cruz's $800,000. But at the end of the day, Cruz still had more total cash in the bank.
There is no doubt that the hard left is energized and they're angry. The hard left, the extreme left, they hate the president.
Congressman O'Rourke says it's easy for the GOP to blame Trump, but contends that's not what he's hearing from voters.
He's got his own style of service, which involves running for president and being in other states, not here in Texas. And God bless him, and we wish him the best of luck. But Texans deserve a full-time senator.
Top state Republicans, including Governor Greg Abbott, the lieutenant governor, and state attorney general, are all on this primary ballot. And while analysts don't expect any upsets in those races, they do expect, however, to see some state legislative offices go to blue.
All right, you Texans, this is your day. You are the first in the nation for the 2018 primary. So what are you going to do? Are you going to listen to those reports and say, let's see, it doesn't matter because the left is so energized and they have registered and pre-voted way more than conservatives have. And so what's the use? It's raining. I'm not going out. Are you going to do that? I hope not. I hope not. You know, this is not a time for the faint-hearted. It's time to, you know, just put one foot ahead of the other and do the next thing. And that is to be faithful to vote in this primary on this day in Texas. And in just a little bit, actually, I'm going to open up the phone lines for you Texas voters and anyone who has information or about a candidate they want to talk about or something that you're seeing, something that you've heard that you want to share. I'll give the phone number now, but I have some other things I want to tell you before I go to the phone lines. Phone number is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. So what's happening down there in Texas that I might not know about? Some race I'm not aware of, and you can help your fellow listeners make some good decisions. By the way, we have a great voter guide for American Family Action. It's AFA. You guys, check that address for me. I don't know if it's afaaction.net. I want to make sure I give the right one. But it's a great tool because you enter your zip code and it will print out exactly who will be on your ballot. And then you'll know exactly how to vote. So, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant concerning the 2018 primary election. For those of you that don't know the King James Version, that made no sense. But for those of you that did, you got that. Let me just say that there are 24 seats in the United States House of Representatives, only 24 that the left has to take power in the House. And what is at stake? Well, I think there's no question about it. If you like Donald Trump, that's going to mean impeachment for him. You see, the House, you know, can bring impeachment, can find causes for impeachment. They just need the right amount of votes, and they want to do that. Then it has to go to the Senate for the trial. But still, the president can easily be impeached, and he can be paralyzed more fully in this next term that he's going to be serving, or in the rest of his own term, if this should happen. Plus, I think there's no question that so many of the what conservatives consider as gains will be reversed. Because you know what? The Nancy Pelosi will not be the shy violet that Paul Ryan is. She won't. And as much as we complain about Paul Ryan, at least, you know, his doing nothing doesn't, it can be very bad. But Nancy will actually do something. Mrs. Pelosi will be gaveling that often, and they will be reversing policies aggressively. That's what she did when she took over leadership of the House a number of years ago. So it's 24 seats at stake. And in Texas, there are several seats, congressional seats up that are really in the margins here. We've got a lot of incumbents that have stepped down. In fact, I have a kind of a list of those somewhere that I wanted to tell you. I'll find it as I'm talking here. I'll find it. There are a list of incumbents, conservatives, actually, who have stepped aside. Jeb Hensarling comes to my mind and others. Joe Barton, kind of in infamy, stepped aside. And so there are people like that. There's probably, I think there's probably like six or seven of them. And you want to pay attention because, honestly, it's this race, like today, this is the only chance that the really strong conservatives have to win. Do you understand? If you don't go to the polls today and make your voice heard, because a lot of, as I understand it, a lot of Democrats are crossing over to vote in primaries of the Republicans, and that's why that means more Republicans need to step up to the plate. And so if you don't do that today, when the runoff comes, if there is a runoff, it'll be too late. And when the general comes, it'll certainly be too late. I just can't express to you how important the primaries are. By the way, my understanding is that the House funding, whatever name it calls itself by, and the Senate also, are saving their monies for the general election. Now, the leaders in the House and the leaders in the Senate always support, for the most part, put their money behind bad candidates. They do. So this is really a window of opportunity for conservatives to honestly get really good people voted in. But you need to go to the polls today. So yeah, I'm bugging you. I'm nagging you. I am. I raise my right hand, guilty of bugging, nagging my audience and my listeners, my listening family. That's really the way I think of you. So I would love to hear from Texas voters. It's 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. The caveat would be if you're from another state and you happen to know something about what's going on in Texas, or maybe even something you want to share about the primary from your own state, I'm game to talk about that. There was a poll, you know, we are awash in polls and figures, just like Casey Stegall's report just on Fox just now, telling us how enthused the left is, and giving us numbers that are stunning and discouraging. And that's done for a purpose. This USA Today poll that came out just, it was March the 1st, so it's 5 days ago. People that I know talk about, when you get into the questions, I actually have not looked into the questions on this poll, so I'm repeating what other people have said to me. When you get into the questions and when you get into the percentages, you could see that there are a lot more Democrats polled in this than Republicans, so it skews the poll. But they use that to kind of make an impression on you. Polls are used as a motivator and a demotivator. And some polls are trustworthy, but most, I think, I'm beginning to think that right now, in the time in which we live, most are not. They are conducted to make a point, to persuade, and not really to actually find out how people feel. So please don't give up. Please, not yet. And by the way, in the Senate, there are 26 seats of Democrats up. Now there are and only 8 Republicans. Well, that'll be 9 now because Thad Cochran, the senior citizen, he's a senior citizen, I'd say, from Mississippi has resigning. He's stepping down after the appropriations, he says. He's the chairman of the appropriations. And, you know, I could say a lot of things about Ed Cochran. I just keep, you know, the thing that comes to my mind the last time he ran, how the Republican machine went down there and spent tons of money to save his seat and to accuse Chris McDaniel of all kinds of stuff, and then to bring in voters to vote across party lines in order to defeat Chris McDaniel. It was just kind of an amazing and disturbing action on the part of the Republican establishment led by Mitch McConnell. And that, so I have to say that personally, I'm happy that Thad Cochran's stepping down. I think it's disgraceful the way he won the seat the last time. And so now I'm not sure what's going to happen. I don't know if the governor will appoint someone or if they'll open it up to the next election. I'm not sure. We'll find out. All right. So let's see. Let me stop for a second. Yeah, I've got a few minutes here. Let's go to our phone number is 888-589-8840. There's much more to say about Texas, but I want to hear from you. Let's go to Sharon, I think, in Texas. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm okay. My name is Charlinda.
Oh, okay. I guessed. Okay.
Okay. I just wanted to say, Sandy, that I hope that you keep doing what you're doing, because you are an amazing force out there, and God is really using you.
Thank
and I
you.
Just want to say that we cannot afford to let the Nancy Pelosi's and Chuck Schumer's take over our house. We can't let them have the Senate. We can't let them have anything here in the state of Texas. We need to keep Governor Abbott and our lieutenant governor in place. He is a good man, and I believe he's a godly man. We need to keep him in office. And we need to stand up, because our rights as conservative Christians are going to be taken away from us if Nancy Pelosi and her Democrats take over the House of Representatives.
You know, Sharlinda, the other part of that, all of that's true. And you know that because you are from Texas, that there's been a huge effort to turn Texas blue. It's been happening since 2016. Millions of dollars have gone into staff, sending people down there to gradually build up coalitions, to do whatever they have to change Texas into a blue state. So you guys are kind of this. They've had progress. They've made progress. Obviously, you can see from the early voting that they're making progress. So you have a choice, you know, of whether you roll over and let them do that and say, oh, it's inevitable, or you fight back. And the other thing at stake that I have to say, it isn't just that policies that are moral, that are just, that are right, that make fiscal sense will be rolled back. It is that Texas and other states like Texas, fill in the blanks, will be go the way of California, the West Coast. I spent quite a bit of time just last week talking about the nonsense, the madness that comes out of the state capitol in California, in Sacramento. Because the left has completely taken over. They don't, you know, the radical environmentalists, for instance, won't allow the burning of brush. And that's why, so the forest fires that's been a way of controlling forest fires for decades. And now the radical environmentalists won't allow it. And that's why the fires that have been killing people and destroying property are raging. That's because of nonsense. And when you elect people like that to make even the most basic decisions, like how to handle forest fires, it has disastrous consequences for you and your families. And so people of Texas, you need to listen to Sherilyn, and you need to listen, Sherilinda, and you need to listen to me too. Okay, today, I'm like Paul, do as I do. Today, do as I do. I would not say that on the, you know, I try to be an example, of course, but I would never be so bold as to say that, that I'm some example. But in terms of being a good citizen, yes, yes, let's be good citizens and make a difference. And those of you in Texas, you're first up. You are first up. I'll be right back with more of your phone calls and more information, so stay tuned. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard me talking about MediShare, but now I give you my friend Sherry.
Yes, I have loved MediShare. Loved it.
Is that all you have to say? Because this will be a really short
announcement. No, I really do love it. I've saved hundreds a month. And overall, I just think it's a better choice of a healthcare program for me. I'm really happy with it. And honestly, normally, I don't even like talking about this stuff.
Nobody does.
But MediShare is different. MediShare members share each other's healthcare bills. We pray for each other. It's a not-for-profit, so we all save money.
True. Tell them about the thing.
What thing?
The online thing.
Oh, yeah, I used that the other night. MediShare members can now access a doctor online 24/7. You can get a prescription for the flu or something just that fast.
So MediShare can save you hundreds a month. You get to be part of the community. You get a huge network of doctors and providers to choose from.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
The final verdict from Jerry. So call 855-PSALM-23. That's 855-PSALM-23. 855-PSALM-23.
You shall not murder. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. This is the sixth commandment of the Ten Commandments. You shall not murder. We are asking schools all over America to put this on their marquees, put this on their signs out in front of their school for 1 week to remind America's students that innocent life is precious. Help us spread the word about this campaign to your friends and family. Please go to our website, afa.net, and sign our open letter to America's schools. We need to proclaim this message, you shall not murder, across the land. Why? Because gun control alone will not solve matters of the heart. We need our young people to understand that murder is a violation of God's law, and also it's a violation of the laws all across this land. So help us. Go to afa.net and spread the word.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Truett McConnell University.
Hey, my name is Aaron Abbs. I am an undecided major, and I'm a freshman here at TMU. And as soon as I came here, I fell in love with the campus. Like, I knew, like, God was calling me to be here at TMU. And, you know, I couldn't get a better education than this. Like, professors who pray before class, who care about your spiritual walk with Christ. You are who you are, and they care about you.
Are you called? Visit truett.edu today. War memorial crosses at national cemeteries could be in legal jeopardy, including the crosses at Arlington National Cemetery. That warning came from federal judge Paul Niemeyer, the Fourth Circuit declaring the 90-year-old Peace Cross in Maryland as unconstitutional because it sits on public property, ruling in favor of the American Humanist Association, a group that wants to eradicate Christianity from the public marketplace. That cross, by the way, honored 49 local men who died during World War I. Judge Niemeyer was one of three dissenting voices. He said the majority's ruling put at risk hundreds of monuments that feature religious symbols like a cross. First Liberty Institute and Jones Day, the law firms representing the American Legion, vowed to appeal to the Supreme Court, and they should. Otherwise, the atheist will be free to commandeer bulldozers and turn our war memorials across the nation into piles of rubble. I'm Todd Starnes.
Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
Protesters blocked traffic today a short distance from the United States Capitol. This was supposed to be the deadline day for the DACA program, ending legal protections for about 700,000 illegal immigrants brought to this country as children by their parents.
We are here to say loud and clear, no way! No way!
No way!
We are going to stand with our brothers and sisters and send a clear message to Congress and Trump created this crisis.
At the White House, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders used some choice words to blame Congress.
The fact that they can't actually come together and get something done is pathetic, and now they're using the courts as an excuse. They need to come to work and actually do what they were elected to do.
Then a few minutes later, President Trump blasted away on Twitter, "It's March 5th and the Democrats are nowhere to be found on DACA. Gave them 6 months. They just don't care. Where are they? We are ready to make a deal." And an Arizona conservative said the Dreamers had no one to blame but their parents.
The
people that the Dreamers should be mad at aren't the government. They keep coming at the government, but it's their parents they should be mad at. Those are the ones that came here illegally and brought them here illegally.
A Supreme Court ruling last week took the pressure off lawmakers.
Because of the court's decision, the date now is meaningless. Now, I think it's unfortunate because, like most of us, we work better when you have a deadline and some accountability.
House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi attacked Republicans on Twitter, writing, "The House GOP must stop cravenly using the lives and future of these young patriots as bargaining chips. Hashtag Dream Act Now." The Senate Democratic whip says his side gave a lot.
Let me tell you how far we went. We put his god-awful $25 billion wall on the table. The one thing that I think is a fantastic waste of money, maybe some great engineering, but a fantastic waste of money.
Biggs from border state Arizona is demanding security.
I want to see the wall first.
Okay.
That's the bottom line. I don't believe that we're going to see that if you give the amnesty.
Mike Emanuel, Fox News. And so the battle rages on. And, you know, is it not off-putting to see the so-called Dreamers? Look, we should call them illegal immigrants because that's what they are. Illegal immigrant ingrates, as far as I can tell, with, stopping traffic in D.C. and demanding their rights. They have no rights. They are here at the mercy of this country. They've been allowed to stay in by the mercy and kindness of the American people. They've been supported. I don't care. Yes, some are working, but a lot of them are on benefits, and so are their parents. So, look, the whole attitude drives me crazy. I feel that, okay, let me just sort of digress for a second. I feel the same way about women's rights. I was just having a conversation with another woman about that and said, that has never been my box or my hill on which I want to die, and especially in churches where women are demanding their place. It's their right to be a pastor. It's their right to be a deacon. It's their right to, you fill in the blanks. That's a fight I've never gotten into. And yet I have to say I have witnessed women who have been powerful. I saw women in China who led churches of hundreds of thousands, literally. Jill Briscoe is a dear friend and mentor to me. Have you ever heard her preach? Ann Graham Lotz. Oh, you do? I can't explain that. But I'll tell you something I can tell you. When women start getting huffy and puffy about their rights and demanding them, I know something's wrong, especially in church, because God would not have us do that. We don't have rights. We give up. We are slaves to Christ, Jesus. And if there's some injustice here and there, you know, it's just the way, I'm not saying don't fight for it. It's the attitude of the heart. Nevertheless, back to the Dreamers, this is not church and they're not in church, but it's their attitude that drives me crazy. They have no right to be allowed to stay here. And if we allow them to stay here, it is a mercy and a special privilege that we give them. And we should not be because they're demanding it. All right. The reason I played that clip was because today is the primary in Texas. And of course, we have a serious problem in this country with illegal voting. Now, I recognize, you know, the president made a lot of claims after he was elected that millions had voted of illegal persons had voted in the elections. We're learning more and more about the fact that that just might be true. Remember, he appointed a voting commission led by Chris Kobach from Kansas, and I have a story about him in a second. And Christian Adams, Hans von Spakovsky, and Ken Blackwell, and others. But they were so harassed by the left, and really, all these lawsuits were filed. They finally just were paralyzed and had to dismantle. But lots of people have peeled off and are doing some really important things. And I want to mention Texas, since it's the primary today. And it just is another reason why you just must vote. You've got to cancel out the nonsense. Here is there's a pending lawsuit against Starr County, Texas, along the Rio Grande Valley. Public Interest Legal Foundation, that's J. Christian Adams' organization, turned over to the local court evidence of dead people voting, organized non-citizen voter registration ploys, and poor voter list maintenance issues that allow illegal schemes to flourish. Recently, the Texas Senate Select Committee on Election Security said that absent the PILF, that's Public Interest Legal Foundation, efforts, authorities would not have known about the illegal voting that has already occurred, much less be able to thwart such schemes in the future. It is a violation of the federal criminal code for a non-citizen, to register to vote. It is a separate criminal offense for a non-citizen to vote in a federal election. Many states, including Pennsylvania, have state laws barring the same actions. The Department of Justice is charged with enforcing these federal laws to protect the integrity of American elections. Yet, not once did the Obama administration bring a case or even inquire about a state's effort to maintain voter rolls, which is itself a requirement of federal law. In every federal election during the 8 years of the Obama administration, hundreds of counties had more registered voters than living voting age residents. And so let me move on. I believe it was in Virginia. I'm just trying to check the state here. No, Pennsylvania. Just in this particular instance, this is a for instance, 1,100 proven cases of election fraud documented in a database are maintained by the Heritage Foundation. But Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein continues to focus on the special counsel Mueller rather than directing the criminal division to investigate real interference in the 2016 election. The Public Interest Law Foundation has just scratched the surface. They found thousands of non-citizen registrants and voters in Virginia and New Jersey. Each time they gave the data to federal prosecutors who have done nothing with the information. And let me add to that before I go back to the phones. This is a story that just came out a few days ago. The Pennsylvania State Department is facing a lawsuit after officials refused to release records relating to non-citizens on voter rolls in the Commonwealth. An analysis found that there are allegedly more than 100,000 non-citizens that are currently registered to vote. Al Schmidt, a Philadelphia city commissioner, disclosed a glitch in September 2015 at Pennsylvania Department of Motor Vehicle branch offices, was enabling non-citizens to register to vote when they applied for renewed their driver's licenses. You know, Motor Voter was started under President Obama. President Obama, by the way, when he was a senator in my home state of Illinois, was all over Motor Voter. He was a champion. He voted present on most things. But this he knew. Gay rights, anything that had to do with LGBT rights or sex education, the most vile kind in public schools and preschools, he knew what he felt about that. But the rest of the stuff, not so much. But our Motor Voter, he was sure that people should be registered to vote when they go into driver's licenses, license facilities. So, you know, all the states have adopted this, and we are now, of course, seeing the effects of this. People are being registered to vote who are not citizens of this country. And now Public Interest Legal Foundation has found over 100,000 so far in Pennsylvania. That's not even the end of it. And by the way, Chris Kobach, who I mentioned earlier, who is the Secretary of State for Kansas, started a trial today. He's starting a trial. And what he's doing is defending a law which requires prospective voters to provide a copy of their birth certificate or passport. And it's been in litigation for years. The ACLU, of course, is shouting, our clients were disenfranchised in the 2014 election. They were able to vote in 2016 because of the preliminary ruling in the case. But if that ruling isn't made permanent, they very well could lose their ability to vote in November. Of course, the complaint is such a terrible thing to have to present ID in order to be able to vote. And Chris Kobach talks about, he says, after our proof of citizenship law and photo ID law went into effect, Kansas voter participation was better from year to year than participation in surrounding states. There has been no effect in turnout. So you can imagine the controversy in Kansas. There's more to say about that, but here's the point. We have people who are not eligible to vote, voting in our elections. You think those dreamers stopping traffic, dreamers, I hate that word actually. Our kids are the dreamers. Those are the dream stealers. They are taking what is not theirs. If we want to give it to them, that's our business through our legislation, but they have no right to take it and demand it. And they are now, do you think for a minute that some of them are not, you know, perhaps registering to vote? I just think we're just scratching the surface of this. And of course, it is happening in Texas. Okay, back to Texas. I want to talk to you about it. Let's go to, let's go to Susan. Good morning, Susan.
Hi, Sandy. Good morning. Thank you for all you do. You give us courage. I'm standing here at my poll right now waving a sign for a conservative Texan.
Good for you, Susan. Good for you. Have you voted yet?
We will vote when there's a little slack today. I've heard that it's better to vote on the actual day so your vote doesn't get stolen.
Yes, exactly. Well, a lot of I don't know what the percentages are, but a significant amount of voter fraud happens in this early voting and sending in ballots that are sent through the mail. I mean, that is an easy way for people to cheat. And so it happens that way. You know, good people can vote ahead, too, though. I mean, that's not a bad thing. But no, I think it is a bad thing. I think we should all vote on the day of the election. That's what the Constitution specifies. But I'm saying that it can be used in a good way while we have it. Good people can vote in advance. Is there something else you wanted to tell us, Susan? Are lots of people there?
There are lots of traffic here, and we're encouraging people to vote and come out for the conservatives. And I tell you who a dreamer is my dad, who went and fought in Africa and Italy in World War II, and he dreamed of coming home to freedom.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Susan, do you have any particular candidate today that you are supporting?
Yes, it's Dr. Stuart Spencer. He's for our House of Representatives, and he's a surgeon that could do other things, but he's fighting for Texas, and he's so conservative, and he looks out, and he will protect us, and I just pray people will see that, not the flash of some candidates that say they're conservative.
Is this for state, did you say, state legislature?
Yes, it is the Texas district in our area.
Okay.
It's going to be our House of Representatives.
Okay. All right, Susan, thanks. I appreciate that information. I know our listeners will, too. And by the way, we do have a voter guide. AFA Action has a great voter guide for Texas. You just put your zip code in. And it'll print out a ballot, not to tell you who to vote, but it'll let you make choices based on their record and who they are. And you can assess those candidates and then take it with you to the voting booth. And you can get that. We've got it on our Facebook page. So that's the way to access that guide today. And we also have some other voter guides on our Facebook page, Eagle Forum, I believe. And I think there were a couple of others that we posted yesterday. So there's no reason why you can't have the information that you need to vote wisely. Let's go to Adele in Texas. Good morning, Adele.
Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me on. I was listening to some of the things you're talking about this morning. It's just, some of it is so upsetting. And I just wanted to call and encourage people to please go vote. I grew up in California, in San Diego, and I am telling you guys, in Texas, to not want to stay home. We need to get out vote. We don't want to let that politics come here.
It's terrible, isn't it? It ruins your life. I know people that look, I've said this before, bears repeating. I spent a good deal of time in California when I was a girl. My dad's twin brother and family, extended family, lived there, and we went out often. And it was the most gorgeous state. It was breathtaking. It was clean and beautiful and orderly. It had good governance. It was like a paradise. And again, that's why Hollywood ended up out there. I mean, the movie industry, because it had so much variety in terrain and appearance and had great weather. And they have absolutely destroyed that state. And now people are leaving in droves. And they're coming, a lot of them, to Texas. They're coming to Arizona. They're coming to other states. And it's amazing to me, Adele. They'll make those moves. I'm not speaking of you. You could probably address this. They'll come to a place like Texas, a conservative state, or they'll come to, you know, New Yorkers will come down to a conservative state like Florida, but bring their policies. They don't understand. The reason they left the states they left is because of the horrible policies that the people they've been electing embraced. And then they come and turn those other states blue. Perhaps, why did you come to California? I mean, to Texas.
I actually came to visit family. My mom's family is all from California. My dad's family is all from Texas. I came to visit and just didn't speak. It's just, Texas is a wonderful, wonderful state. And I really wanted to keep it that way, but the politics changing, and like you're saying, all these people are moving to the state. They're going to bring those politics with them, and that's fine. That's the whole idea of us getting out voting. But
yep.
By saying, oh, you're forfeiting your vote, it's over. We have so many good conservatives. There is no lack of good options.
Yeah. All right, Adele. I think we heard most of what you said. We had kind of a bad connection, but she's saying there's no lack of good options. She said Texas is a great state, and you must cut out. Don't let it turn like the San Diego area where she moved from. So there you go, testimony. All right, we're going to come back with more of your phone calls. Our phone number is 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. All you Texans, you got to vote today.
All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Corner. Christ's followers must contend for the authority of Scripture in every generation. Current societal challenges that are described as culture wars are really societal attacks on the authority and application of Scripture. American Family Studios has created a documentary film project that will aid you in effectively conveying a reason for your unwavering trust in Jesus and unflinching confidence in His Word. You need this in your life. Go to thegodwhospeaks.org to get this resource. You won't be disappointed.
Visit the Hamilton Corner on the podcast page at AFR.net. For more from Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
Hello, everyone. This is James Dobson inviting you to join us for our next edition of Family Talk. Our main purpose in this ministry is to put tools into your hands that will strengthen your marriage and help you raise your kids. We want to put an arm around your family in any way that we can. So join us next time for Family Talk, won't you?
Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson is heard weekday mornings at 6:30 Central on American Family Radio. Some 2,000 years ago, the followers of the crucified Christ learned that He had risen from the grave. They quickly spread the word that Jesus was alive. It's good news that spread from one generation to the next, and now it's our turn. One way to tell this extraordinary news to others is by simply wearing and sharing our colorful He Lives Easter buttons. Get your pack of 10 today at afastore.net.
American Family Radio and Preborn are partnering to help save babies' lives throughout America.
Well, my name is Dan Steiner, and I'm the president of Preborn. Ultrasound truly is a game changer. When a mom comes into a pregnancy center under pressure to abort her child, perhaps the dad's gone, perhaps her mother is pressuring her. Most of the time in her heart, she doesn't want to abort, but what she needs is something that will give her the strength to choose life against the pressures forcing her to consider abortion. That's the ultrasound. If she hears her baby's heartbeat and sees that baby on ultrasound, 80% of the time she'll choose life.
Be a compassionate answer to abortion and help save a baby's life. Go to preborn.com now. That's preborn.com. Or dial #250 and say keyword baby. That's #250 and say baby. All gifts are tax deductible. Your love can save a life.
This is Frank Affney with the Secure Freedom Minute. It's not often that I get to share some good news, but this is one such occasion. Yesterday we warned that the board of Qualcomm, an American company specializing in state-of-the-art telecommunications innovations, was going to be forced today to turn over its intellectual property and patents to a foreign firm with ties to communist China. While the Chinese and their surrogates have long plundered Silicon Valley, Qualcomm is the American pioneer in 5G wireless technology for the so-called Internet of Things. It would be national security folly to say nothing of a U.S. privacy and economic nightmare to render us dependent for these on a hostile power. Fortunately, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States at the last minute blocked for 1 month a potential hostile takeover of Qualcomm. Now, we must make sure that that impediment is permanent. This is Frank Affney.
Don't forget to connect with Sandy Rios in the Morning on Facebook or email Sandy at sandy@afr.net. That's sandy@afr.net. Sandy Rios in the Morning on American Family Radio.
While he says he's no fan of the commander-in-chief, former campaign aide Sam Nunberg said President Trump is correct. The special counsel investigation is a witch hunt. During a freewheeling phone interview, Nunberg said he's refusing to testify this week before the grand jury.
The subpoena is absolutely ridiculous. Why should I hand them over every email I've had with Steve Bannon or Roger Stone since November of 2015?
Asked whether the special counsel has got something on the president.
I think they may. I think that he may have done something during the election. person, but I don't know that for sure.
The White House press secretary dismissed the comments.
Look, I'm not going to weigh into somebody that doesn't work at the White House. I can tell you from our perspective, we are fully cooperating with the Office of the Special Counsel.
As the latest special counsel drama unfolded, Fox News has confirmed Robert Mueller's investigators began exploring the Trump campaign's connections to the United Arab Emirates and possible business dealings as early as November last year. This is more Republican lawmakers call for a second special counsel to investigate alleged government surveillance abuse during the 2016 election.
We cannot have the Department of Justice and we cannot have the FBI investigate themselves. They're not going to put handcuffs on themselves. They're not going to impanel a grand jury to investigate themselves.
With the issue before Justice Department Inspector General Michael E. Horowitz, the Republican chairman of the House Government Oversight Committee said two dozen witnesses are already out of reach.
I am reluctant to call for special counsel, but I think it may be unavoidable in this fact pattern.
In a separate development, two sources tell Fox News that during the 2016 campaign, FBI agent Peter Strzok was advised about an irregularity in the Clinton server's metadata, suggesting a possible breach by a hostile actor. But according to the sources, there was no significant follow-up. The sources said agent Strzok also resisted a formal damage assessment after classified information beyond top secret passed through Clinton's personal server.
The FBI had no comment, and a spokeswoman for the inspector general did not immediately respond. Fox News understands the inspector general is aware of the allegations.
Catherine Herridge on Fox News, and the reason I played that clip was because to remind you, also, this is at stake. Really, the only action, the Senate Intelligence Committee under Richard Burr's leadership is a disaster. Richard Burr is a disaster. Those of you in North Carolina, we'd appreciate it if you could give us someone better, because he's hurting the whole country. But I digress. Let me just say that in the House, they're actually doing something. Devin Nunes is actually doing something. The Freedom Caucus, those people are really actually doing something. And if they lose control, they'll lose control of all those committees and all the things that you have. I've had email from you, Facebook posts. Why can't they bring people to justice? Why isn't anything being done? Well, nothing can be done if the conservatives, the precious few of them, don't maintain some control or some influence in the House. And that's another reason for you to vote. Today is the Texas primary. They are the first in the nation for 2018. And so I'm encouraging, yay, begging, yay, cajoling and nagging you to get out there and vote. And we do have a great voter guide that's on our Facebook page. Plus, Eagle Forum has a great one. And we've got other references there. So there's no reason why you can't find out, you know, kind of who the candidates are and what they stand for and make a decision from that. So here we go. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to John. He's been waiting a long time. Good morning, John. I see you are not a Texan. So what's this all about?
You know, I've lived in Texas for a while. I've been all over the place. I've been working for the Department of Defense for a little over 15 years now. And, you know, one thing is I think the average person doesn't understand the size of the problem of this new socialist, my truth, mob voice wave that's coming that's going to really result in kind of our own version of maybe not as extreme as communist purges, but, I mean, it's going to be bad. And I think the only way to fix that is one, you've got to establish some kind of state or federal holiday on these voting days that allows the average American taxpayer and hard worker to go out there and incentivize them to go out and vote. And I was kind of curious about what your perspective for someone like me that works every day, but I'm also committed. And, you know, I got five little kids that are going to kind of take over when I'm gone. I'm a Christian. And, you know, in a world where I have to talk in a hushed voice about my president, and just as a quick comment, I was curious what you thought is, you know, I've worked at a lot of different three-letter agencies over the years, and what you'll find is in every parking lot, plenty of liberal stickers on cars. If you ever want to open your eyes, go to any government agency anywhere and go through the parking areas and take a look at the bumper stickers that are on cars across. You will not find pro-Trump or conservative or Christian stickers. They're all socialist, liberal-supporting, and some are quite extreme. So what do you think, what's your opinion, what's someone like me that works 60 hours a week, what do I do, what's kind of like something at a grassroots level that I can achieve?
Well, John, you know, only you know what your life will allow. I think that this is where I would start. I would say for one thing, I would speak the truth. I recognize that there's, I'm not saying go in with both guns blazing and endanger your job needlessly. You have kids to support. So I'm not saying that. But I'm saying when the opportunity comes and you have a chance to say something, you know, I don't think we should die on the hill of supporting a candidate, including Donald Trump. I do like him. But we die on principle and on truth. That's where we need to take our stand. So I think you can take a stand on principle and truth without, you know, flag waving for a candidate in a controversial atmosphere.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I also think, you know, you can use, I'm sure you have lots of friends and acquaintances. I think you can use, you know, you can carefully weigh in on things. One thing I've noticed that people that I know that are in hostile situations are beginning to do is just not take the guff, because the left seems quite bold and they love to sort of bring it up and you know, dig you, ridicule you. They don't mind doing that. They feel very free to do that. We don't have to take that. And I think even just drawing a line in the sand.
Why are our leaders, why is the GOP so darn passive? Because we've got the liberals screaming, immigration, you got to bring people in with their skills, but we also accept abortion and the death of our own future geniuses.
I think the answer to that, this is something I discuss a lot, John. I think some people that I know would say it's because the leadership of the Republican Party is on the other side. I would say my viewpoint is that they are committed to their own power and comfort, and so they're not men of passion and conviction. Or women. I don't know. We don't have hardly any women, but so I'll say men. And so they're not willing to pay a price for really anything except their own reputation. You know, I think of Mitch McConnell. Nothing really upsets him until the Tea Party came along. And that really upset him. He's going to crush the Tea Party. And, you know, he's using words like that when he's the gentleman from North Carolina. You know, he uses all these Senate terms that are supposed to impress us. But when it comes to conservatives, like even Justice Moore or other people, maybe Justice Moore's a special case, which requires more conversation. But any conservative running, boy, he doesn't spare his words. He has a lot of passion for that cause. It threatens his power. He can't control conservatives.
I know your time is brief. I appreciate you taking my call. We see people like Nancy Pelosi pushing her own money to even Republican candidates that they think are going to be easier to manipulate. When they know the Democrat candidate will not win, they'll actually push money towards the moderate Republican. Is that something that they're facing down in Texas? And, I mean, could you push out the information on your guide? And I'll make sure I push that to all the people that I know working down in Texas now.
Yeah, okay, John. Well, I'm not aware of, although, you know, we are seeing that maybe this is kind of looped into that report that Democrats are crossing over and voting into Republican primaries. That's probably the genesis of that story. And yeah, because they don't want the good people to win. They want the bad people to win. And so there was a lot of hanky-panky going on. And, you know, listen, this is above our pay grade. To be honest with you, as much as I encourage everyone, including myself, to fight, and I do encourage that, I recognize that honestly, I'm just one little person, like swinging away at all of it. But I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to do everything I can to deliver a country that my children can thrive in and worship God freely in. When I lay my head on the pillow and I breathe my last breath, I want to know I did everything. And ultimately, of course, God is the one who can sort of, that nothing escapes him. On the other side of it, he knows all of this hanky panky, as it were. And he will deal with it, not necessarily in a political way in this world, but if there's any scorekeeping, he's the one that does it and will make things right. John, thanks. Listen, God bless you in your work and all that you're trying to juggle. All right, let's go to Chris. Chris in Texas. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Sandy. I just love your program. And
thank you.
I have some advice for some of the previous callers. First is, just as we know the joy that we have in our faith and how to express the gospel, we need to do that with our conservatism and our Republican So I have friends who are African-American, and I ask them, why do you vote the way you vote? And I have a friend. I showed her a video by Candace Owens, How to Escape the Democrat Plantation. She listened to that, and I think I changed her mind. So we need to convince our friends who are African-American to go listen to some of these programs and why they vote the way they do. They don't know. So we need to be firm to why we understand what we understand. I also have Hispanic friends. And one lady, I asked her if she, you know, if she's going to be voting conservative, or, and she said yes. And she convinces a lot of her Hispanic friends and talks to them. And some of them are educated and say, yes, we do need to vote for Trump. We need to vote conservative and know why they need to. But I think we just need to educate ourselves first, just as we do in the gospel, and then ask these people. And the ones that you know that are Democratic, I go up to them and say, are you going to vote for the baby killers today when you go vote? And kind of approach it that way, but kind of just approach them and try to guide them and educate your friends.
All right, Chris, that's a good word, and that the approach might be different, but I do believe in educating your friends. I've lived that. I have a long trail of friends. There's kind of a joke among us that have never been politically savvy, and now they're all like raging maniacs because they know me. So, because we have conversations, I don't try to strong arm them. I don't do that. But if I'm asked, I will make the case, and I've had friendships changed dramatically. I remember one couple always comes to mind who were very liberal graduates of a major liberal university, and they were such dear friends of mine, but they didn't believe anything I believed, nothing. And I was just very patient because I loved them, and I would just keep making the case. And they were honest people. They were honest intellectually. They just didn't know. They just didn't know. And now they're completely, you know, they completely, not that we agree on every single thing, but they embrace truth because it really is all about truth. Chris, thanks a lot. Let's go to Dana in Texas. Dana, quickly, if you can.
Yes. Hi. You've had some great callers that have stated that about being a conservative Christian candidates. And that's a big encouragement, especially out here in Montgomery County. We have some areas of Montgomery County that it's almost like they're trying to turn them blue with, y'all call it moderate, but rhinos, whatever the case may be.
So is there somebody in particular that you would recommend, Dana?
Yes, Charlie Riley, County Commissioner 2, and Craig Doyle, our county judge. It's been pretty ugly out here with their campaign against those two, and they're fantastic men of God and just wonderful folks that know the county and love the people that lives in it.
Okay, so that's Montgomery County. So you're saying Charlie Riley and Craig Doyle? Craig, what was the last name? Craig Doyle.
Doyle.
All right. That's a good tip for people out in Montgomery, the Montgomery area. Patty, you have the last word here, kiddo, if you can do it quickly.
Yes, hello?
Yes, quickly, Patty, please.
Oh, yes. I just want to put in a plug for Congressional District 5. If you love Louie Gohmert, Ted Cruz, you need to vote for Jason Wright. He's running for CD5.
Okay, Jason Wright, says Patty out there in the Louie Gohmert area. Thank you, Patty. I appreciate that. It's a very practical help to people voting today. And by the way, thanks, Patty. Listen, all you Texans, I know you're going to go out there and vote. It'll be interesting to see what happens tonight, but really make your vote count. Call people. Call your friends. Don't expect them to just, by osmosis, understand they should get out. You probably should pick up the phone and call, you know, people that you know and tell them the importance of this race and give them some guidance. And remember, our voter guides that we've mentioned are on online and on our Facebook page, and they would be a big help. So here we go. Sandy Rios in the Morning on AFR Talk.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.